So if it's just the Ran of Shitosin. The reason why the Ran didn't learn, like when Tosin learned, because the Ran, if you recall from the Sugya of Eshel Softo, held that even if you could totally eliminate it, totally eliminate the Dam, or the Issa, whatever the Issa may be, you still, once it's also forever. Therefore, the Ran couldn't learn like Tosin. He had to learn his own Pshat. And told him, like, Mikra did, if everything is Mutter, it's only a question of Maris Ayin. Whereas Tosin learned the Shitosin, well, as they enunciated here, better than anywhere else, that we considered the Shita before we saw it black and white. Rashi seems to have said others, that even if everything is totally eliminated, it would call from the Sugya of Eshel Softo, held, that even if you could totally eliminate it, totally eliminate the Dam, or the Issa, whatever the Issa may be, you still, once it's also forever. Therefore, the Ran couldn't learn like Tosfos. He had to learn his own Pshat. And told him, like, Mikra did, if everything is Mutter, it's only a question of Maris Ayin. Whereas Tosfos learned the Shitosim, well, as they enunciated here, better than anywhere else, that we considered the Shita before we saw it black and white. Rashi seems to have said others, that even if everything is totally eliminated, it would be Mutter. Therefore, they have free to say the Pshat over here. It's also, it's talking about, it's not Nitzlik Kamachal Ben Jusoy. And it's told by Mikra, I didn't have Maris Ayin this question. And nevertheless, it's Mutter, because that's the self. So in this kind of case, totally, would be Mutter. It's a good point. La halacha l'maisa, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Does it mention the Ran Shita? No. Right? The Chabad Patron, like Tosfos. The Ran is bothersome to me. I'll tell you what bothers me a little bit about the Ran. Tell you what bothers me a little bit like this. If you're learning something more like Tosfos, that these Trey Galala de Milch are really doing something for real. Come in, Adina, come in. In the old year, they have a share with me. Good idea for a share. So if you're like Tosfos, that the Trey Galala de Milch are really doing something, really achieving something, that without them it would be really Trey Mikra Adin, then it makes sense to me to say, like the Bahag, no, not Pekin. You know, you make a mistake, it's terrible. You're mamashing machshul people with tarpas. So we can't afford to make a terrible mistake. We say, we're not Pekin, so forget the whole head that goes out the window. But if you learn the sugi like the Ran, how's the Ran learn the sugi? The Mikra did, everything is mutter. It's been nitzel kamachal ben jusoy. The only problem is what? The worst comes to worst. What is it? It's a Maris Ayin problem. So what ain't a Pekin? I mean, what's so terrible? You understand? The stakes you're playing with are very low. You know what I'm saying? If you look like Tosi, you're playing with tarpas. Playing with tarpas ain't no bikin. I can't afford to take a chance. But the whole thing you're discussing is only a matter of what? Of Maris Ayin. So I would have said, if it's only a matter of Maris Ayin, so why be so machmer and say that we're not bikin? No, I mean, it bothers me a little bit. Not a tremendous kasha, but... No such what? But the Ran quotes the Bahag, doesn't he? The Ran quotes the Bahag and seems to accept it. Okay. Now I want to start discussing what we started discussing the last year. We didn't get a chance to finish. I'm not going to get a chance to finish it today either. But we'll get it to the beginning of it, and it'll draw out tomorrow. I hope to give a long shiur again, so we'll be able to finish it and then some in this issue. Okay. Look in that same piece, the same paragraph, in the Ran. Very, very important. Hiksha Raivetzal. La mashput eno nesar. Dokim. Dohamiki chayim bisra do'iv doma ilavei. Ubolalei. Sharei shput shal matchis chamitzoso chamkulo. Kiditim perakei tatzolin. V'nimta shafilu mashu betoch habosor. Dino kecham, v'chi gomer bisro lemitvei, v'shavik leinami litza bisro. Gaval, you take a spit, a metal spit, and you hold it over the fire when you're kashering the meat, when you're roasting the meat. So what happens? The spit absorbs blood, and then when you pull it off the fire, so the spit will now make the meat trafe again. Is he asking a kash in every single case of tzli, whenever there's a metal spit, it should always be no good? Tirit Ramban Zal. Dimishim Hachi Shari the Kibolo Kapolto. Kidamina Mimulaisa. Hilko. Koma Shabolea Abosim and Ashbud. Chozer upole. Wait. Whatever the shput absorbed goes right back out. Aval, says the Rabbah. Also, the tenas hashput l'tocha tavshil. Why? Shashput atma also. Can't go to the bar oza. Taka the grape which you hold over the thing. My mother says trade is right. Off and around. The grape which you hold the livers on, it says that they're onto this trade. Wait a minute. We're not going to have a big problem. Well, the feed's there. Also, lishos atzli bishput klau. Achashaviru me ala ur. What's he saying? When do you take a bowl of kakpolto? When does that work? Calls manas on the fire. It's hot. But the minute you take it off, what's happening? There's no more kabbalah kakpolto. There's no more heat source from fire. V'chein shamati shekotsu la'achma v'kach. Gaval. V'li efshar sh'tebishpud nami aminan kibolo kakpolto. V'en la'achma zeh kolkach z'dam shebishto ena overolo. What's the man say? The what? Not only take a bowl of cotton polto on what? When it's on the fire. But when you pull it off, it still takes a bowl of cotton polto. And how can you rely on such a thing? Well, since Dam Shabishto is only the Rabbanon, so Ein La'ach Mekol Kach. That's what it says. Wait, slow. Still hot. Take something off the fire. 6 minutes later, it's still very, very hot. It's only hot to let us go. Now, what does the Ran mean? So the Achronim, when they quote the Ran, here in Siman Ayin Vov, Siv Dalet, is a Pre-Chodesh. So the Pre-Chodesh, is that in the Ram HaKamos or not? No. Oh well. Siman Ayin Vov. All right, well the Taz is almost as good. Taz also quotes it. I must have put a quote and put the Taz on instead. The Vilna Gaon also quotes. When they quote this in over here, take a look. It's Simon Ayin Vav Siv Dalet. Yesh mi she'osa lachto pesakin li she'etzel o eish shalo nivla kol zman she'en anitzta kol tzaka b'mei sh'dam she'nivla b'sakin. Yesh mi she'osa ha'shput she'tzol o b'osa b'lo melicha. ויש מי שהורש עושה להשוות הצלי על השפוד לאחר שהוסה מן אש לאחר שפוסק הבוסר מלעזוב שם יחזר הבוסר החם ויבלה ממנו ויש מהתירן בכל זה וכן המינג להתיר ואונו, here we go וזהר לך תחילה ומהתירן בדיאבן מהתירן בדיאבן So the Vilna Gaon over here when he quotes the Mekilim he quotes what's the svar for the Mekilim What does he say? He quotes a principle over here of Nura Mishav Shoiv. You didn't see it. Nura Mishav Shoiv. We call it quotes from the Rush. The Rush says it. Rush was out of my comments, that Rush? Right. But was that Rush on? I didn't put it on? Rush. No, I guess it wasn't on. No. It's the Rush in Simon. It's in Simon Lamed Vav. I don't see it on the Ram HaKamos. Alright. But how about I kept cutting all more and more Ram HaKamos off and then I realized I didn't cover myself enough. Take a look over here in the pre-Chodesh, even though it wasn't in the Ram HaKamos. Because of the Rush was El Shono. Hashput Eno Nesa, the Nura Mishav Shayev Kol Adam, the Eno Manicho Liblola Bishput, Adkan. We caught us in the start. What does that mean? That the fire is so strong that it never lets the shpud, the spit, absorb anything. But what happens when you pull it away? You pull it away from the fire. So then what principle comes in? Kibolo kapolto. What does that mean? It means the same madrega of heat, which is less now the open fire, but same madrega of heat, which leads to the blia, leads to plate as well, because of Kabbalah, kach polto. So So Rav Amos says, a machmor lechatchilo. I never saw my mother be machmor lechatchilo. So if you look in the Taz of Katan Yud, he says, of Katan Tes, he says, chen meisim b'chol yom, ele mekel, shetol v'bosta, shlo nimlach she'en nishoren, v'hosir ha'shpudim ha'bosta k'tas v'nesh atak an'esh, so we're mekel. And the Prichadish also says that we are mekel ha'locha l'maisim. So, it sounds great that apparently we're mekel, nuah mishav shayev, kabola kach polto, and we pass on ha'locha l'kula. Nuah mishav shayev is the wall that's on the fire. When you take it off the fire, David says once you take it off the fire, you don't even need kibbol kapolta because nothing was ever absorbed in the shpud in the first place. Yeah, but it could be absorbed right now. After you take it off the fire, you still have a hot piece of meat with blood dripping. I imagine there's some blood still dripping. That's what the Talmud says. Sorry. So that was just we don't need kibbol. If you hold near Rabbi Shai, we don't need kibbol kachpalto. Perhaps have to look, but it's not so simple. I think if you look carefully in the sugya, you got there's serious problems with halach. I'm not going to be mahar in the midig Yisrael, but I don't understand it. Frankly, I'll explain to you tomorrow. But I don't understand exactly what the Atarim are based on too much. I'm talking about kaved. We don't do tzliyaru on Rabbi. Only this John is really relevant to us when we do the liver. But that's what we do in the house.
Chicken, when you get barbecue chicken, they rotary.
But that's nimlach already before you get to the house. Yes, do that.
Take a bowl of hot
water,
that means
it's after
the
bowl.
However,
when
those few seconds that was bowl
out,
it doesn't make
it
rain. The few seconds
that was bowl out, before it starts to bowl. No, after it's bowl out, then it comes in and comes right out. That's what means the bowl out. That's what it means. But it comes out. As long as it comes out, it's okay. So tomorrow we'll start with this, with the same point over here. And I'd like to cover some ground tomorrow. We're both set. It's on the full behind schedule already. So I'll stay a longer shift, not longer than today. It's the same, basically the same as today. Eat.
All right. It's not a possibility, it's a certainty.
What?
Ah. Okay, I'll both set. So we left off yesterday. Discussing the Ran. Talking about the Shpud. The Ran calls the Rivers Kasha, the Shpud should go ahead could go back and ask the Basa. So Ramban answered, Ein Achinami, the Shpud is also. The Shpud is also. But you say Kabbalah Kapolto and the Basar is not Nessa. According to this, you can't leave the Sli on the Shpud after it was taken off the fire. Certainly you can't stick the Shpud into a different Tavshil. The Ran says no. You can say that the Shpud is kosher. The Shpud itself is kosher. Why? Because we say, sorry?
You said because the Ramban agreed that the Shpud is kosher.
The Ramban. The Ramban says in the Taz quotes the Lashon here, but Yashad Ashput, the Shput Nami Aminan Kabbalah Kachpolto, the Lahachim is a Kolkat, the Dam Shemavushal, and Overlov. Prechodesh quotes the Rosh, it's quoting Nura Mishav Shoev. So we have a bunch of Kolah working on our side here, telling us that the Shput is okay. Either Nura Mishav Shoev, but it's probably when it's doing, it's on the fire, and presumably Kabbalah Kachpolto a bit later on. Prechodesh explained that the was on the fire for the Shoya. When it's taken off the fire, the same degree of heat which would Vliya the Dam in the Shpud is mouth of the Dam from the Shpud. That's Kabbalah Kachpolto. So the Shpud is kosher. Now, the truth is, if you look on the Ran, you get the impression of the Ran that the two dinim are the same. What two dinim? One, taking the shput and sticking it into a different tapshil. And two, leaving the tzlih on it after it was taken off the fire. The svara should be the same. But the Mechabi get the impression that it's not so. Why? Because the Mechabi, how many days? 4 days, no? Four, how many days are in the Mechabi? Simon I involves him doubt. Four, no? And he makes a distinction. He says, the last sheet, of course, make on everything. That's the minute of the Mechabi corpus. But the next to last says that also the Hashem has three ala shvut. The day before that is that Yeshvi should also have shvut should tell about Basa Balam Malicha. Which means you can't stick it to a different tapshul. You get the impression that the second day and the third day are two different, two distinct days. That there exists a view that says what? That the shpud really is no good. Take the shpud and put it into cereal, to put it into chicken soup, you have problems. But if you're not mechuyav to pull the meat off the shpud the instant that it leaves the fire. What's the Ramban svar? What does Ramban say?
Ramban said the shpud is still awesome. But by the meat, you take
the whole. So the shpud. The shpud is what? It's tray. Right? The shpud is tray. Yeah. The shpud is tray. But, as far as the meat itself is concerned, what principle do we apply? Kabbalah kachpot. Correct. But then the question becomes, and this I was supposed to discuss it with some of the guys before, this rule of Kabbalah Kachpol is very hard to define rigorously. When it applies, when does it not apply? Right. I would say it's far like this. Wait, let me sort of in a minute. The Shagris. Kabbalah Kachpol means that Eish, the fire, the Gemara in Pesachim, fire does not only take out the dam itself, which was there from the beginning of the animal, but even blood which is brought in by from somewhere else can be taken out by mulaisa. Even the blood which goes into the stuffing comes out through Eish. That's Kabbalah Kachpot. That's Kabbalah Kachpot. What kind of fire does that refer to? Real fire. Where we know that Kabbalah Kachpot should apply to heat, which is not such a high madrega fire? Who said so?
You mean salt?
No. We just referred a few times to the fact, well, you take it off the fire and you apply Kabbalah Kachpolta. Remember the Pre-Chodesh said, this low level of heat, once it's off the fire, well, as far as that's concerned, we say Kabbalah Kachpolta. That's not so simple. Not so poshut. We don't find the Farish that it's true. The Taz quotes a minute olam to be maker. Look what he says. B'chei ma'isim b'chol yol, the bottom line of the Taz. K'shetzol in basa shlo nimlach, sh'ein izharim ahosir ashpud ima basa k'tas min ha'esh, l'takein ha'esh. What does that mean? It's on the fire, pull it off a little bit and you stick it right back. That's no raya. Why? Because what do you do with it at the end? After you pull it off the fire, what do you do with it? You stick it back into the fire. So there it could apply Kabbalah Kachpolto, because there is the fire which is ultimately pulling it out is a real fire. A fire of Eish Mamish. But no, it's put back on with the meat, no?
Take off the
piece. What did he do over here? Ain't the tar on the host of Ashput about Bosak Tatsman Eish, the tak and Eish. You fix the fire, then you put it right back on again. The fire is about to go out. Yaakov was doing last night. He took the get all the food off, I remember saying. Get the food off. And pull the food off. Mama, she was trying to act out the Taz, was trying to visual aid. Get the food off the fire. And everyone took their shput with their frags on the end of the shput, pulled it off, and they stuck it right back on. Gaval! Oh, that's okay, that meat was kosher before. But that minute ago, was not right, because at the end it's going to a big fire. But he's leaving it on the shput at the end of the fire. How do you know? It's a terrorist, it's a tithe or something to answer this. He has two lines here which I couldn't understand exactly what he meant. Tan says like this, quotes the Ran. He says like this, Vatam, because man shechom or esh or abasar oz mafla abasar dam shebetocho lechutz. Ukshen iskair ha-chom ahu, ein mafla tklal. Vavidam ha-ivarm shlopir ish v'shari. I wasn't sure what these two lines are. I'm still not sure what these two lines mean. Two lines I just read in the Tan, it's a cut and test.
If it's being collated at all, you know that the
Chomer
Eish is still working on it.
But that's a chiddush to say that Chomer Eish, which is not Chomer Eish, should be enough to be maflit through Kabbalah Kachpola, not so simple. I gave a mashal discussing the question of Kabbalah Kachpola and Kasher. Do you apply it all the time? Do you say that, well, if it's a certain madrega of fire or a certain madrega of heat, that madrega of heat is enough to knock out the Yisr? You say it or don't you say it? Not so simple, you do say it. As we say, for example, we assume to kasha with water, you have to have boiling hot water. What if it only became treif in water which is less than boiling? 180 degrees. Can you kasha with 180 degree water, or do you need 212 degree water? Well, that's a question. Fire also is the same discussion. It's enough to have the same majeg of heat, you need that to be nitzin. We spoke about that a little bit once before. So I don't know. I'm not sure of what's happening.
Maybe you can say that even though it's close to Aish, let's say like by Shabbos, you say that like a free Rishon.
That's officially. Like, we're talking about. I can't. It's difficult. Halacha lemaisa, the minig is. I think the Ramos, the minig is the Hazli, those are the Chatkhila. I don't know, so the Nintel Malachi Asher, what do you mean these are the Chatkhila? You put your meat on the grate, you pull it off the fire. So what's the minute, what is the minute to do? Take it off that instant. And I remember my mother used to take the liver and put it on the fire, on a grate, and have it, you know, to hold it over the fire. And then she'd take it to the sink and put, if I'm not mistaken, she'd pour water on it. No? I'm not. Man, that's a health hazard. Right, so the pre-chazard, the minute you saw a Torah, no problem. I'm only making one. All right, the minute she saw a Torah, I think it's no raya, because there the raya and the mice and the b'chayelosan, they fixed the fire, they took it off, and they put it right back on again. But we're discussing about leaving it on after the last step is leaving it on. I'm saying, I saw that the positive raya from his mice and b'chayel is not proof positive that it's mutter to leave the chatchila on the grate.
Why
after.
Take it off?
Sorry. In the Taz's case, they took it off, played with the fire, and put it back in. Maybe at the very end, they took it off right away. And then anything which was nivla was niflat again.
By the.
No, the minute today I can tell you today was mine. I said the minute ma'isim b'chayol is they make of the whole thing, even at the end.
They
I think so. You know, they're not mocked to take it off that split second. No, I'm out. The mother's out. I mean, if it really makes a trace, then it's entirely make a kosher. That's in 1 second. Trace can become in 1 second.
Right, so it doesn't mean 1 second. It means.
So what's the shear? What's the shear? A minute? 2 minutes? Do I have three? Yeah? Right, that's all. Finished. Mutter.
So maybe also in the case where when we take the liver and we don't put it back on the point, you can say that next time you cook, so you put it back on the point.
Well, you're trying to cash in the shpur. What about the fight in the liver right now? Why does the liver this minute become treif? From the shpur, which is treif. I don't know. Our kids apparently we're making halacha lemaisa, even the chatchila. I imagine we assume that there's newer mishav shor.
Right.
Rama does say, we're makwe the chatchila.
We're known to be makwe
lechatchila. Yeah. That's apparently the Taz says. The master and the Pichodesh understood the Taz to refer to all cases.
I thought when we made delivery, that people would do the same work. They would take it after it's supposed
to be rebelled. Yeah, but people, I don't think anyone does that. I don't think we do that. Okay, just wanted to explain to you that I'm not sure what's going on over here. That's all. If you have a better shot or more clear what's happening, let me know.
No? It's a difficult thing. Okay. Now, this is long toast over here on Kufi Beis and Beis, which you should look at. Mara says, Amar Rav Nachma, Dagan vi Ofal Shem Malchon Zev Zer Asurim, Heki Dami. Ibikli Shena Menukov, I feel the Ofal Shem Malchon Zev Zer Asurim, Ibikli Menukov, I feel the Dagan vi Ofal Shem Malchon Zev Zer Asurim, Ibikli Menukov, I feel the Dagan vi Ofal Shem Malchon The dog of Mishim, the Rafa Karmayo, Kavni Upalti. The office committee, Bas Denichi, the Naichi Dogim, played the office for Hadar Bali Mine. Period. Says Tosvis, the dog of Rafa Karmayo, Palti, of office committee, Pirish Bekuntris, of a Bosser, a Bosser, Kamosha, Zesho, Lifto, Kazesho, Lifto, the Shnei, and Poldom Yachat. Kosmasha, Tapton, Tor, Lifto, Ena Bolea. Kmo kein pesh besama kabe rav sheshes de mala gama gama de masik ala loshna pesh be kuntres loshna mutter de kos mashe tru de nifla enen bolen shenach zek fan of zek in pirusha tema shemal kan have it katichas yachat zu vach azu manicha shnia rishona vachin sheshes de fern vies afili yesh kam katichas ava pisha rishona gomer pletosa tchila right so what's happening how do we do it so it's rashi is difficult rashi is very difficult. So, in Tosas Venera, I'm skipping a few lines. By the time of Mishnah, the Da Mishrak Shar by Malich or Tzliya. Shar. The Gemara had Da Mishrak Shar by Tzliya. So it's supposed to be applied to Malicha as well. To Malicha as well. Fine. V'chiyechid v'shar b'tzliya b'israel ili b'israel filich ha-tchila af ha-pishak kol ha-tach tchila p'tzliya b'sad ha-tachton shol tzad ha-esh m'shim d'r Mishrak Shar ha-ku adim na'am b'malich v'shar ha-ki-agam. The dogim dafka, Mishnah the Rafa Karmaya Asir, Mishnah the Rikichi, Venivla Adam Basalka Velo Shark Minai. Usually it slides right off because it's hard. But here it's so absorbent, it just goes right in. Miu, Hechadika Gumos Pitzadelian Shal Tachtonos, Lamotzi Shark, Kashalam Yimutar, the Maisim Bahoyal Shamotzi and Gumos, the Chatikos Tachtonos, the last tier, the dog with overhead. So the first tariff now is insufficient. It would work for the average case, but this Maisim Bahoyal, in fact, is a very frequent case, you find little pools of blood in the crevices and in the holes in the bottom piece, and there you wouldn't say Mishrak Shark if it's lying there, yeah.
In the first tariff, you would take Basar Shemimla and you Malaya Basar on top of that, you would it would be mutter.
Well, the first tariff, I think, yes, yeah. The Yesh Mefarshim from the Pleitas Tzir Moshechas Har Be'achah Pleitas Adam. Because man she Moshe pleitas atzir told us man she bolos min alyonat acha pleitas dama u'man she nimtza de gumos tziru v'lo dam aber b'dogam ein loma kenev she pleitas dama hofos Moshechas acha pleitas tzir ha-dogim. That's all. This is how we pass from halacha. Aydi de torid le miflat tzir lo bola. Not only that, but even tzir. Excuse me?
Anything that will be boiled down and folded together with the
tears? Oh, you're right. I said it was the next terrace. I'm sorry. This terrace, oh, I'm sorry. That it's bolea and it's pulled out. The next day it tells us. Where's the next day start? Dianesh, that's right. Umiya Dianesh Loma went down to the bottom. Tamacher. Because man she bos the Torah for tzir ain't bolei adam. Whose man pleitas atzir ain't no kolo kolkach mehera. What is it? It's very, very vague. What do you mean, ain't no kolkach mehera? Machlokas, how many hours, 12 hours or 24 hours. That's a long time. Okay, so that's what the Mechadi, the Mechadi passes like this shita, the Dain Yesh Loma. And the Ramos of the Chathila, we should be machlok the first two shittas, and therefore the chatchila we should try to avoid the gumos, and if it's a base kibbutz, we should try to turn it over. The chatchila should be chosh for the first two shittas. Liki radimi pass the third sheet in Tosfos, and it's mutter. Of course, if it's dogim, it's awesome, because you can't apply this principle, right? Because there's no tzir, very little tzir, and therefore it's awesome. How much is aser? How much is aser? Klei klipa. If has kaskasim, what's that? Kaskas, the
right scale. That's good. That clip itself.
Start.
Great. The Ramah asks everything. Why are they eating? The old story back from a month ago. What? Tov Shamein. Ait, not Shamein. Einenu Bekiyim. Here we go again. We're not Bekiyim to know what's Shamein and what's not Shamein. That's what's called by Allah. Which Chaticha? What's Nasr of it? Why do you say Nasr? No, Chaticha Nasr of it, if it's also for a particular amount of time, it stays also forever, even though it becomes bottle. Here, it never was also. Never got past the Klippa. Called it a Mechab. Never got past the Klippa. What? Nothing was ever Nasr in the veil. The Klippa is Nasr in the veil. That's a good question. Who asked that question? That was the first day, the first day of Shia. First Tosis. Let's say that the first Klippa is also, and then the Asas and Asas and Asas and Asas. What was the answer? Who remembers? So yeah, that's really an old story, like a relatively old. Okay. Okay, so we're not sure. Okay, we're not Pekin. What's the mice of the base Rashi? Actually, half of the Rashi's house. We should go to that house. Go to France. You visit that house to see. The Rashi's house is preserved. They tell me. Mice of the base Rashi. Oh, Baruch Haba. What's the maskana?
Vicular Rashi.
Vicular?
Oh, vicular Rashi.
Doctor, what's that?
Navicular.
Navicular?
Navicular. Yeah. What does it mean?
What does it mean? The mice.
Not
in the bone.
You want to
not in the bone. It's like the part of it or something.
I think that was the bone, so.
How long I have to keep that on? For foolish alignment. Okay. Now, the mice of the base Rashi. A real story. A real story that happened. Mice of the base of Rashi. It really happened. What happened? Let's hear the story. Eretz Shoah Abosu B'Melach Tashir Tzliya Al Daf Echad. V'chakach Husam V'Gigis V'Shoah Shem Kol HaLayla V'chakach Nimtza Akli Molei Mitz Min HaMaliach Shiyotza Min HaBosu Yira Maitze V'Beis HaShor Rashi V'Heishik V'Me'acha Shoah Abosu B'Melach Tashir Kodom HaShusam B'Kli Ein HaMayim HaNetzom B'Kli Min Dam El HaMochol B'Yalma. שמניח נוסה בתוך הכלי להדיחו שנמחה מלך של בוצר ומיין דמלי מיין מלי מוח כבר ששניהם של הטר אלא צריך לומר שהדר שבמלך מסייבש בו ויין בו כוח ליבולע בבוצר אלא עומד במקומו אף הפי שנמחה בסוף הופס המוחל כמו שפירש בגבי אוסן גבי אוסן גומה שבבוצר דמלי גומה מלא הציר ומלי כל הבוצר בתוך הציר או מטעם שפוסק כוח המלך ממחר שהפריף את הבוסה זוכר שכבר צייך בשביל ומכל מקום אין לה הוקל שכבר נהגו המיסים את התוסף פרוב קונקריטלי and seemingly irrefutably that it's mutter he say it's also because for now go home I'm mudden and mudden and mudden and mudden did Rashi eat the meat? I don't know Tosa Nagu Amis but the question is how can you say this? Tosa proved already conclusively that it's mutter what's the sfarot to ask? So, apparently the Rashba holds his assets. Wait a minute. The Rashba assets. Why the Rashba assets? For the following reason. The Rashba is like this. He argues that, which is the weakest point in Tosfos? Which is the weakest point in Tosfos? Right, the last point. They say Tosfos is smart, they favor for last. The last point. That the salt
I had a sword that's full of blood. So well, it became weakened, it became blah, 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 blah. When it came to proving that, they had to prove it from Umaytim B'chol Yom. But wait a second. The Rajma apparently holds no. And in fact, the salt is also his trace because of the melech which it had absorbed while doing the process of malit. And therefore, the Rashba, in Maisa, the Rashi, would all be also. To which principle? Kavosh kemavushal. What's kavosh kemavushal mean? That they have salt which is trace. It's lying for a long period of time with kosher meat. And we know that it will be done the first day. It's kavosh kemavushal. And it's lying there to become trace. But the Ramah doesn't hold this way. Because the Ramah quotes the Machmirim, he only asks what? When Ramah quotes the Machmirim in Maaseh Derashi, how much is he asking? Could they klipa? Obviously not what he can't take. What kind of kavosh kemavushal? I should apply everything. So they have apparently have it like this. It's really the salt itself. The salt is mavliya kadei klipa. Period. I have a toast for the raya barura from the fact that we wash it off with water. What's between water and between? See, what's the answer of us? If you look in the Machabi, you'll see that mayim mevatlim koach hamelach. Zero. Only mayim. Because mayim is mayim is mayim. It's water. It's water. What'd you say? What's the lesson?
The molecules of water are able to, the molecules of water are able to
not the certain types of liquids. Well, what is the tzira? Oh, the took no. Halachically, tzira is water. That's what he's saying. No.
Typically,
tzira is mostly water. Mostly water, different. But it has in it a mixture of all kinds of things in it. So therefore, these things, you learn after studying physics this summer, Queen's College, came to the conclusion that tzira, it's not the same property of water, namely they're being able to take all the salt and sort of wash it away.
So, according to Muhammad, may not also sound in the critical?
Maybe not.
Isn't
it Rashi by the Who explains all this? Everything I said now, who explains it? Everything I said now is in the Aruch HaShulchan. He makes a big deal over the fact that the only reason to be mafmir is not because of the tzir itself, that's clearly mutter. That part of post you can't argue with. That post is MSV Yachiv. You can't touch it. The only thing you can argue with is the salt itself. Because the only reason that Tosis gave to be mad at the salt itself is Maisim B'chol Yom. Otherwise, all meat in the world is awesome. But the Gemara could draw a distinction between what and what? Between water, getting rid of all the melach, and sea which cannot. Fine. Based on this, the Aruch HaShulchan is forced into an unusual move, crossing out a word in the Shulchan Aruch. You saw that? He says the word which doesn't make any sense. That's over here in Siman Samach Tes. In the Mechaber Siv Chof. The Mechaber quotes Ma'aseh Derashi. V'aseh Shonimlach Meshokad Elicha. Vinasnu achar kach the kli below adocha, vinasmalim et tir mutter. Ma'aseh Derashi. Ulefi zeh, basar shenafal atoch tir ayotame abasar, achar sheshoch ere melicha, mutter. Then says the Mechaber, v'yesh mi she'oseh bozeh u bozeh, v'yesh locha shlo lechatchil. As Aruch HaShulchan, it's impossibility. No one would ever ask it. No one. No one could say that tzir is us. How can tzir be us? It's impossible. How can tzir be us? It's an impossibility. What could, at most, what could be us, sir? What? What could be us, sir, of us? The melach. That's only referring to the first case, where the melach can get in. But the tzir should be us is out of the question. I mean...
No melach in the tzir.
Come again?
No melach in
the tzir. Imagine that. But the problem with this is that not only is it against the Pashup Chat and the Mechaber, changing the Girsa, it's against the Shach in two places. The Shach in two places is beferish, that the tzir of the problem, according to the Machmir and Ma'aseh Derashi. The truth is that logically, I thought the Aruch HaShulchan is right, based on Svara. In the Melech, the tzir is full of Melech. The tzir is full of Melech.
The tzir both have done, which is
yeah.
The Rashba held that the tear itself as the bush over it. Whereas I thought the Shulchan was saying that the, in the tear, since that melach, it's only a big thing, but like a flea.
No, I'll read it to you. V'nei zel vadai... Wait one second. No. One second. His venire, he said, the time of enem mitnei resichas atzir, kisvaras harashba. Then kein havale le kavash also kulo. At the time of the machmir, mitnei hamelach, mitnei hamelach. U melach enem to uvush ala kirosek tzli, v'day beklipa. V'nei zel vadai gana machmir, enem mitam batzir utzir treif. Out of the question. Elenesh hadam v'amelach. Shrafila rashbosh also kulo mitam resichas atzir. Halakosim mefurish, Kata Mefurish, the name Resichas Atzir Mavli Adam, Shebetoch HaMelech Betoch HaBasa. So long as they etzem Atzir. Okay? Well, if he's there, Nafal Basa B'Kosha, Betoch Atzir, Shenitzkar Betach HaMelecha, Ein Kan Issa Klav. No one in the world would ever ask him. Based on this, the Mechava text, or Chashukha text, the word of Bazeh. It goes back to the first one. I don't know, what can I do? Who's right? Come again? Chashukha, the second is still in Mutta. Ain't Achla of the spot. No, it's different. In the first case, Bosh, Nimlach, Meshach, Adem, Alicha, and the Sanu, Achakach, Bethlehem, Al-Belo, Hadocha. He's with all the salt on it. Right? Second case, it's a plate of the kosher meat. It just doesn't tear.
Came out during
the Malika? Yeah.
What is the
Shachar? No. Basta Shalama was the Tokh Tir, Hayosim, and Basta Achas Shah of Kreme. He had Basta Kreme, right? And you put it after Kreme, you put it to a different pot, and things came out. So what David is trying to say to me is that that's yours was Melach. It's no Melach, no solid Melach, maybe it's pure liquid, but it has the taste of the Melach in it. Therefore, what else? Well, I have to say, whether it's the Shach and the Pashup Shah and the Machala. But whether the Shogun is right, how can you say it's with it? Yeah?
What is the Shach
then? It's a cotton pay and a pay egg. Two places. Pay and pay egg. Because like whom? Like the Shach.
What do you mean, like that close at the end of the day, which you got in white, says that the, excuse me. Quote at the end of the day that the tzir itself is for sale.
That's a shop. That's a shop. Okay. Now. Sorry. Excuse me. Here's the Makara back in Siman I and Sivov. Yes, Ostrom, Lita, and Bosar, Shlonimla, Klau. Also, Nimlach uporat kol damo in basa shenimlach konam play tasa dal. Betisha basa shlo nimlach. Also, Nimlach uporat kol damo chol zer bolea mimash shechaver apolit. Yesh matzir na adem alicha sheim lechenu achaka ki oz yakut kol dam shebora. Yesh matzir bechol zer. Well, the Chachila, Yesh Lach, Chush Adivei HaOsra. Who are these three sheets? This is the Ran. What are the Ran's three sheets? First of all, the question is, if Dam from outside gets into a Chaticha, and you Melech the Chaticha, this Melech which takes out the Dam of the Chaticha itself, does it take out the outside Dam or not? Who says yes? Who? Rabbeinu Yona says yes. Fans of many others. Yeah, since taking out the dam, which is in its own, it takes out the dam, which is imported as well. Ah, then have any other one after. Right, the little sheet there, exactly.
But the first sheet in the man is machmir. So that, forget it, no good. But the dam only takes, but the lich only takes out the dam of the original dam of the chaticha. But the lich cannot take out dam which has been imported from a different place. That's right, that's what the, who sheet is that? First day in the man. Who's it, the Rambam? No, not the Rambam. Who is it? Dam, the dam. That's the first day of Shalom in the Rambam. Then, is the third sheet. Tosa sheet. What is Tosa sheet, though? Nah, dam mishuk sharuk. Bah, the old story. Nah, everything is just, never gets it. Dam mishuk sharuk. Slides right off. That's the Vilna Gaon quote over here. What about the time maker because there, the Yomash and Adam do the Chaticha Acheres Koshin Rechel Kli Menukav. Why? The Dam Mishuk Shark Vyosi Derech HaNakovim. That's because the Dogim, the Rafi Karmayu, the only Dogim. The first toast, which probably we just introduced one toast. The long big toast. And a Chinami. We're talking about, not talking about Dog now. We're talking about Dog. We're talking about regular meat. Yeah. The Ramah says, how do we follow the middle sheet? The Ramah classical compromiser. Find in the middle sheet, there are many Yonah. But. Paul has called Amo. That's a serious problem. Why? Behind the mission of the Kevin, Shehudah, Achashir, and Melifoto, is Tomim, Nikvei, Aplato. That's a new physical machine. When you put it in water, it shuts off all the holes. Nothing goes out. Again, I'm more close to both days, whether it's 12 hours or 24 hours. In the middle of this whole conversation, as Jordi alluded to before, the Ran throws in the Rambam. Right in the middle of this, the Rambam. What's the Rambam Shiva? I mentioned this already yesterday. What's the Rambam Shiva Malicha? Unbelievable Shiva. The Rambam says that Malicha only takes out the outside blood. This is the very outside. What about Again, I'm not close, I'm more close to both days, whether it's 12 hours or 24 hours. In the middle of this whole conversation, as Jordy alluded to before, the Ran tells him the Rambam. Right in the middle of this, the Rambam. What's the Rambam Shiva? I mentioned this already yesterday. What's the Rambam Shiva by Malicha? Unbelievable Shiva. The Rambam says that Malicha only takes out the outside blood. This is the very outside. How do you, what about the rest of the dam? The rest of the dam, you have to freeze in there by putting it into boiling hot water. Chalitza means it should, so makes it the dam. It does not leave. Chalitza. Chalitza is boiling hot water, can have an effect on the entire piece. Whereas Malicha Lefiram, you get the impression of the Rambam, it's sort of Malicha Kerosea kind of a difference. Only because they Chalitza, or the outside piece, whatever it is, cannot go any further. Therefore, it has only an effect on the outside. Whereas the Chalitza has an effect on the entire piece. What's the effect? Not to take it out, but on the contrary, to keep it in. So good. But the Ran quotes the Rambam, and he says that our minig is not that way. We, no one holds the Mechaba quotes the Rambam. From us that here, no one is not quotes the Rambam. My knowledge. I don't even think it's about the Rambam. No, they don't know that. Yes? No, don't do it down the right. Never come out. Okay. Now let's see. Here we go. The toast over here is called Alach and the Machab. Toast on Kuf Yud Gimel Amin Aleph. Dibur Hamatzul Tor. Toast is the cause of expanding the morning. Mars is Tor Maliach and Tomei Tor. Tor is put the very important thing. The din is Maliach Yerosech, Maliach Asers, means the salty thing affects the bland piece. What will happen, therefore, if the kosher one is salty, the trefa one is bland, thin. What's up? You don't say Yilogava, you don't say Togava, you don't say Kalipa, nothing. The salty thing is still on Melach will not take things out of Caleb. That's what makes sense. You don't consider this belief to be Malua. Next, what's your papa? Papa is still in the middle of the second of Caleb. Thank you. get orthodox place. Why? Because